inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
This week's edition of Garden Talk, we tackle some weather-related gardening issues, but first, Mr. Gardener Ed Byarski joins us on the line for this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. And that was the perfect intro with the invasive plants and other critters that we're going to talk about.
Oh, something else popping up around town, you think?
Well, the imported European currant worm. And I don't know the history of when it reached Alaska or any of that. But indications are, and they are temperature dependent. So apparently we have gotten enough degree days, finally, for them to emerge from the ground where they overwintered. And I was told by another gardener in town that she's seeing their appearance. So gardeners, this currant worm attacks currants and gooseberries. Gooseberries, I think, are even more of a more favorite plant for them.
Yeah, this is kind of a recurring pest. We've talked about this this little critter in previous years.
It is. Of course it is. You know, we have it. It's here. We certainly aren't going to eliminate it. The best we can hope for is to partially control it, so that it doesn't completely defoliate our currant and gooseberry plants, so that the berries that have bloomed already, small berries are forming, and so that the berries can be fed by the leaves so they mature properly and we get a good crop.
So obviously we can't use any poison or anything else like that, right?
Right, because we want to eat these berries. So then the thing to look for, the one lady was saying that she notices on the very tips of the tip growth that she'll see almost a little bit of a webbing that may be done by the insects. And she removes, literally pinches off the tips, and that takes care of most of the problem. For the rest of us who are not quite so attentive to our currant and gooseberry bushes, and we see that they're starting to get chewed on, they start out as tiny little they look like little caterpillar, little green and black worms. Kind of cool looking if you look at them under magnifying glass. We would want to use a soap spray, works well on them, or a hard spray of water will actually knock them off. But then you've got to squish them or catch them, or we can put a sheet, literally like an old sheet, bed sheet, on the ground underneath the plant. Shake the plant, and their defense mechanism is to fall off down to the ground, and then they crawl back up the plant again, as if a hungry bird landed on the bush or something like that, wanting to eat them. And then we do the caterpillar stomp or whatever our favorite disposal method is to get rid of them.
Are you going to get rid of all of them or just most of them?
Well,
how effective is that?
If we do this, now this is going to take several treatments, and even the soap spray is the same way. With the soap, is something you have to spray on the insects. So in case you miss some, and a few can do a lot of damage in a fairly quick time, it almost seems like from 1 week to the next, suddenly you have no leaves on your plants, except for the little veins that are left, the tough parts they don't chew on. So you really do need to do this about every 4 or 5 days. It's a short period of time, relatively speaking. But this weekend probably is really going to make them pop out and grow. So watch that. The soap spray is just a teaspoon of liquid soap to even a tablespoon in a gallon of water in a sprayer. And if you add a couple drops of vegetable oil, that makes it just a little bit stickier too. So you try to spray the leaves and even spray the undersides of the leaves. So you're kind of getting up underneath to try to hit all the little bugs or their eggs, either one.
Okay. Now, this weather forecast for this weekend, I kind of consider it kind of a belated April Fool's joke, but it may get a little dry and sunny here, so there's probably some watering that I guess we should be thinking about doing?
Yeah, we haven't had to do much of that lately, but certainly containers particularly. That's the thing. Hanging baskets. You know, they've been cruising along pretty well if they survive. Petunias were not happy. But fuchsias like the cool, moist weather. They're just fine. So when we get this sudden heat, is going to be a shock. and they are going to be pumping a lot of water up through the plant. So by Friday or Saturday, certainly folks need to be watering their container gardens, their hanging baskets, and that leads right into greenhouses that can really cook. I mean, I've watched just overnight, it gets hot, so make sure the vents are open, the fans. You may need to leave the doors open to get some extra fresh air inside. They want to cook all those plants we've been working so hard to nurture to this time.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the advice.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski is a master gardener, and he joins us every Thursday morning here on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and very early fall.